I don't know what to say. I mean, Brian, there was a point as we bring in Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com. Something about the midweek game. It was misty. Matt Flynn was in there. That started to feel like a preseason game at some point. What a victory, 42-10. What can you say about the Packers last night, giving us exactly the performance that we wanted?
They were really impressive on Thursday evening. They seem to have turned a corner, at least for the time being. You know, just 2 weeks ago, we're coming off the loss to the Detroit Lions. They had a losing record, were 1-2. Then they win on the road against the Bears and follow that up with a win against the Vikings. So two consecutive games over division rivals, now have a winning record at 3-2. And you know, both the offense and the defense look, you know, to be good. There are still things the Packers need to work on, no doubt about it. But they can feel very good about themselves coming off a convincing 42-10 victory over the Vikings.
Well, these Thursday night games, and the Packers have been a part of one, the season opener, but these Thursday night games, the average coming in to the game, average margin of victory for the 4 weeks was 28 points. So looking at that, I felt like it was going to be this kind of game. The Packers, I just felt like they were going to hit on all cylinders last night, and they did. They stalled a few times offensively. Rodgers not particularly happy about all the three and outs, but there was not one single part of me yesterday that thought that the Vikings had a chance in this game, no matter who their quarterback was. I tried to throw out the dagger after that first touchdown, man. Randall Cobb scores that touchdown. That game was over, I thought.
Yeah, the Packers just, you know, put on the pedal to the metal, I suppose, and just really blew out the Vikings. It never seemed as if they had a chance after, they certainly looked good the first touchdown, but just put on the Jets from there on out. And the Packers' defense really switched things around compared to where they had been early in the season, I think. They were really the difference in this game, considering how maligned they were, the rush defense in particular ranking last in the NFL. That is where the Packers, the difference in this game came, I think.
Talking to Brian Caribou from CheeseheadTV.com as the Packers beat the Vikings 42-10 last night. Mike McCarthy, I was listening to some of the radio pregame here on K107.1, and Mike McCarthy was asked by Wayne Larrivee. Wayne said, you know, I got to ask, the running game's been kind of stalled. And Mike really didn't answer the question. He just kind of said, you know, every year it's got to be something negative and people criticize us for it. And then we always fix it. And I'm tired of the negative, he said. And I think I could just see Mike McCarthy last night kind of say, hey, look, we got this. Here's your Eddie Lacy. Here's your 100 yards. Here's your two touchdowns. I feel like he was trying to answer us and everybody that's been talking about it. Just let me do my thing, and the Packers will be fine like they always are.
It was so weird because Eddie Lacy, you know, it wasn't that he was just, you know, the running game wasn't getting on track. It's that Eddie Lacy hadn't even reached 50 yards in a single game yet this season through the quarter pole of the season, the first four games. And then all of a sudden for him to break out, you know, have over 100 yards, have three receptions in the passing game, I mean, he was just probably the MVP of the evening last night. He put a lot of doubters to rest. For the Packers, running game and the offensive line as well, to do as well as they did last night was really impressive.
Packers scoring 42 points. Some of that coming defensively. Julius Peppers with that pick six. And there were some young guys on that defensive line last night, Brian, that really made an impact, including a kid who has been on the active roster for still not even 24 hours.
Luther Robinson, the rookie from Miami, as you said, signed just before the game. He makes an impact by looking like Howard Green in Super Bowl XLV, the defensive lineman getting some pressure on the quarterback, kind of I'm not sure if he really tipped the ball, but kind of hit Ponder as he released the ball, affecting its flight and making it easy for Julius Peppers to intercept the ball. The result is a pick six, just like in Super Bowl XLV when Nick Collins scored that touchdown. So very similar result and a great start for the rookie. I mean, who could ask for more in your first game?
So the Packers, 3-2, they still trail the Lions in the NFC North, who are 3-1. They'll play this weekend. The Packers have a kind of a mini bye here now. They don't play again until Sunday, October 12th, against the Miami Dolphins. What do you work on? What do you work on when you have a game where pretty much everything that you wanted to do, you did? How do you go to practice the next week and get motivated to do it again?
I guess you tell the team that, especially on the defensive side of the football, okay, you did it once. You did it once in five games. Now it's time to do it more on a consistent basis, that they shouldn't get too fat and happy over this, first real good performance of the season. And on top of that, they do have to work on the consistency on offense. As you said, the 3-outs were a concern. They failed to convert a high percentage of their third downs. So there are things the Packers need to work on, but I think they'll be motivated to do so facing the Dolphins, and former Packers coach Joe Philbin should be a little extra motivation for this upcoming game.
That'll be a noon kickoff. Coverage will start at 10. That is not this weekend. It will be next weekend. Of course, Packers have a few extra days to rest. They'll play again on October 12th. We'll talk to you then a week from today, Brian.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.
Brian Caravu from CheeseheadTV.com.